We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
916 Sports Radio, 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 as we are on Sixers watch here. Dwight Howard is signed. There's so many things that happen like that in sports lately, it seems like, that if you told me it like a year ago, I would have said, yeah, you're joking around. Like, Dwight Howard's a Sixer? Daryl Morey's in charge of the Sixers roster, and Dwight Howard's here. Yep, that happened.
Are you going to get a Dwight Howard jersey?
Jersey feels strong. Jersey, maybe. An NBA jersey is a big commitment. You have NBA jerseys?
I have a couple Joel Embiid jerseys. I have an Allen Iverson jersey. I have a Ben Simmons jersey.
Do you like football jerseys that you can wear when you watch the game, right?
Right.
When do you wear a basketball jersey as a grown-up?
I would usually wear them when I watch. Like, I don't really wear them now because I'm here.
Oh, you know, when the games start, when the season starts, you gotta wear your jersey on game night.
That's kind of weird, though, isn't it?
No, that would show that we're ready for the game. We'll have process post-game shows. Come on. Like, I didn't realize you had these jerseys lying around.
Yeah, I like wearing basketball jerseys.
I mean, look, if I'm going to get a Sixers jersey now, it's Isaiah Joe.
It'd be so cool. You walk around with just Joe on the back.
Yeah, I am rooting hard for Isaiah Joe, just so I can get a Joe jersey and not, like, be a loser.
I always like those people who have, like, their name somewhat similar to an athlete, so they go after it.
Well, then you could pull it off. What you can't do is you can't just get your name, like, if you're a kid and you want that, whatever. But like
one of my high school principals, he was Mr. Feely. He had an AJ Feely jersey. Like, on Fridays during Eagle season, he would walk around in an AJ Feely. Never mind the fact he had last played for the Eagles 8 years earlier.
You think
he had an AJ Feely jersey.
You think that guy was one of the WIP callers when Feely played that wanted to get rid of Donovan and keep Feely?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, he had an agenda on that one. Scott is in Dallas. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was talking to Tucker a little bit about the 2017 team because I heard you guys talking about and. You know, one thing that nobody can say, too, is that we were frauds that year. Because if you look at it in the playoffs, we took out both teams from the previous year's Super Bowl. We went to the Rams, beat them in L.A. where our quarterback got hurt, and we beat the Vikings that year. The only top team in the NFC we really didn't beat, which we didn't get a chance to, was the Saints. And, of course, they were the ones who did all the chirping after.
Well, you're right. It was a one-year wonder, but it wasn't a fluky. Like, they didn't win flukily. Like, they dominated. I was saying it earlier, Scott. For the most part, that season, like the middle of that season, it felt like I was watching like an SEC program just beating up on other teams. I mean, their point differential that year, they scored 457 points. I'm looking at it right now. They only gave up 295. So their point differential was they outscored their opponents by, let's say, 162 points, basically 10 points a game they won by.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the only years, like, in some of these years you're ripping your hair out at halftime. I remember 2017, sometimes I was vacuuming, the game was over by the time halftime came. I remember specifically, like, the Broncos game.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That game was, it was over. It was a great season because you just never worried.
It's funny, I brought this up once before, that season, it almost had, you know, such different chapters. Like, they were a dominant team that all of a sudden became an underdog. It was like, you'll never see that again.
Yeah, and one of my favorite games from that year, and that one was one of the more competitive ones. I loved that Carolina Panther game, because that was the one where you knew we were a good team. I think it was a short week going to Carolina. A lot of people thought we were going to lose that game, because I think we were like 3-1 or 4-1 at the time. And man, the Carolina should have won that game, and we just kept fighting, and then we just kind of put it to him in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, that was the game. That was the game that I did convince everyone, like, oh, wow, they're a really good team. Scott, I appreciate the phone call. That was the night. Thursday night in Carolina. I remember Wentz kind of bulldozing his way into the end zone on a run where he lowered his shoulder, which maybe should have given us some worry that he was going to be reckless with his body, but he did that. I feel like Nigel Bradham had a great game that night. He was all over the field. They won, and they were on their way. All right, you know what it's time for? We do this every week on Friday night. Before we chat with our buddy Steve Fezzik of pregame.com, we do NFL picks, and we do a little thing called Guess the Takes, where I try to guess what everyone is going to be talking about early next week. All right, let's start with my picks. I have three games for you. Week number 11. Let's start with this game. Sunday Night Football. The Kansas City Chiefs in Las Vegas take on the Raiders. This is a revenge spot, and it really actually is a big one. If the Raiders somehow beat the Chiefs and sweep them, we have a race in the AFC West. But if the Chiefs can win this game, they're basically cruising to another division title, and I think this is a revenge spot. Apparently, the Raiders were circling in their bus, like taunting the Chiefs around Arrowhead Stadium when they beat them in October, and Andy Reid was all annoyed about this. And we all know Andy Reid off the bye. There's no better lock in sports, really, than Andy Reid off a bye. He will prepare well. He will have the Chiefs rested and ready. And a whole bunch of the Raiders defensive players on the COVID list this week. Even if they're cleared, very little practice time, they're not going to sweep the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City goes into Las Vegas. I know the point spread is big. And to drop this many points with a road team is not something I usually want to do, but I'll take it. Chiefs -8. They win by double digits in Las Vegas. Game number two. This one suddenly and quickly became a no-brainer for me when I saw this today, that the New Orleans Saints were starting Taysom Hill at quarterback. I'm like, what is Sean Payton doing? Like, does Sean Payton always have to make it that he's smarter than everyone? It's not going to work. I thought this would be a close game with Winston. I think Atlanta's going to win the game with Taysom Hill as the starting quarterback. Falcons are getting 3.5 points. I like them here. And listen to this. The Falcons are 3-1 since Raheem Morris took over. And the only game they lost, that was when Todd Gurley accidentally fell in the end zone. Since they made the coaching change there, the Falcons have woken up. They are coming off of extra rest. And really, since week 6, they're the third most efficient offense in the NFL. I think Matt Ryan thoroughly outplays whatever combination of Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston that Sean Payton throws out there. I love the Falcons this week, +3.5. And game number three. Look, this feels like a toss-up game. I just feel like one team has a sense of urgency. I don't think the other one does. The Washington football team, -1.5. They're only 1.5-point home favorites over the Bengals. Cincinnati obviously is the best quarterback in this game with Burrow. But this feels like a game where Washington's defensive line, Chase Young, all those tough players there we know beat up the Eagles in week one. It feels like a game where they take over. An ugly game. And I actually thought Alex Smith last week, he looked all right. What a story it would be. What a story it would be if Alex Smith helps rally Washington to contention all the way through the end of the season in the NFCs. What a comeback story. I think they find a way in a low-scoring game. Chase Young, the number two overall pick, gets the best of Joe Burrow, the number one overall pick. I'll go Washington -1.5. So the three games this week, Chiefs -8, the Falcons +3.5, and Washington -1.5. Those are the games and the picks for week number 11. Now let's do Guess the Take. So every week we do this where I try to guess what everyone's going to be talking about early next week. And sometimes I hit it right on. Sometimes I seem like a complete moron because I say one thing and the opposite happens. We'll see what happens this week, and we'll review this next week. But here are my three Guess the Takes for week number 11. Let's start with one I touched on a little bit. And that is Sean Payton thought he was smarter than everyone, and he's not. I don't know what's going to happen in terms of his quarterback situation. I don't know how long Drew Brees is going to be out. But the only guy who thinks that Taysom Hill could be a real quarterback apparently is Sean Payton. I don't think he can. And the Jameis Winston thing, I mean, it was a valuable signing because he was very cheap for a guy that's been a starter for a long time. I think they're going to miss Teddy Bridgewater a lot. I think they had a very capable backup last year that would run the offense very similarly to the way Drew Brees did. Accurate, not a big arm, wouldn't make mistakes, and the thing just kept rolling. I don't think Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston are anything like Drew Brees, and I think this Hill thing is going to backfire on the Saints. They're going to lose, and Sean Payton's going to have egg on his face come next week. Take number two you're going to hear next week. And the guy behind the glass is going to be excited about this one. Is get Matt Rhule a quarterback, and the Panthers are going to become a real winner.
What was that?
Get Matt Rhule a quarterback, and the Panthers are going to become a real winner. I like the Panthers to win this week as underdogs at home. Now, I don't know the quarterback situation. If Teddy Bridgewater plays, I love the Panthers. If Matt Stafford doesn't play, I love the Panthers. If Stafford does play and Bridgewater doesn't, it becomes very dicey, obviously. But I just think that it becomes a coaching battle, especially if both quarterbacks miss this game with Stafford and Bridgewater both questionable. Then I give the coaching advantage to Matt Rhule. He's done a good job, and they're a quarterback and some more experience on defense away from being a playoff contender. It's going to happen. He's done a good job, and he'll get some props after they win this week. Take number three. You will hear this probably early Tuesday morning because it's going to happen on Monday night. But I have said for weeks here that the Rams are the most under-talked-about Super Bowl contender in the NFL. And the Bucs, we know, are really good, and outside of playing the Saints, they are clearly a Super Bowl contender. But that game Monday isn't just a playoff preview. You know what the Rams and the Bucs is on Monday night? That is a preview of the NFC Championship game. We're going to see that game again. It is going to be a really good one. It's going to be a really close one. And I believe in late January, the Rams and the Bucs are going to be playing each other for a trip to the Super Bowl. And I think you're going to hear that after the game, like, wow, what a game that was. We might see this one again in late January. Sean Payton thought he was smarter than everyone. He's not. Matt Rhule, get him a quarterback. He's going to win in Carolina. And the Rams and the Bucs, it's a preview of not just January, but late January in the NFC. Those are the takes you're going to hear after week 11 in the NFL. Yeah, I threw the Matt Rhule one in there. You happy?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before. Like, in Matt Rhule's coaching career, I don't think he's ever had a truly special talent at the quarterback position.
No, he doesn't have one now. But Teddy's solid.
Teddy's solid. I mean, Teddy's solid. The guy he had at Baylor slowly became solid. Lynch. I believe Sam Lynch was his name.
Yep.
And then even at Temple. Like, PJ was good his freshman year, and he was pretty much a solid game manager by his senior year. Like, he's had solid quarterback play, but he's never had a guy that's like, wow, he's an All-American, or wow, he's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler. If they do get a top 10 pick, which things are trending that way because this has become a classic Matt Rhule team where they play over their head for about three quarters every week and then find a way to lose a close game to a team that's far superior to them, them getting Justin Fields, or I don't think they'll get the first pick, but getting a guy like Trey Lance or Justin Fields will go a long way for that rebuild.
Oh, it'll be a big deal. And we'll talk to Steve Fezzik here in a minute about all these games. But here's the thing. They wouldn't have to bring him along quickly. They'd have a chance to kind of groom a quarterback the way, you know, Andy Reid did with Mahomes. It didn't have to be right away coming in. All right, so we have Steve Fezzik coming up of pregame.com here. We'll chat with him about week 11 in the NFL. And really, this is a big week. I mean, there are so many really, really good games coming up this week. I mean, the Packers and the Colts. Obviously, we'll have our eyes on the Eagles at 1 o'clock, but a lot of good games. The Chiefs and the Raiders, and then the Monday night game I mentioned with the Rams and the Bucks. So I'm really looking forward to week 11. I think it's one of the best slates of games, big games, we've seen all year. And really, now this is when you start to get that point of the schedule where everything matters, playoff implications in every way. And with seven teams getting in, it makes almost every game have some sort of tentacle of playoff feel to it. And obviously a lot of unpredictability because, you know, who knows who's going to be available, not on the COVID list. We know Myles Garrett out for the Browns. So a lot of uncertainty, but a lot of really, really good games on the schedule here for week 11. Let's check in with Steve Fezzik, pregame.com on week 11 and on what looks like a really good slate of games. Steve, how you doing tonight?
I am excellent, Joe. Happy early Thanksgiving week. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we have our eyes, Steve, on a game Sunday here with the Eagles heading to Cleveland. But boy, they laid an egg last week, Steve. Zero third down conversions. The Giants really took control of that game. The Eagles could never get it back. Steve, now they go to Cleveland, a team that I believe is not quite as good as their record. I give the Eagles a real chance to win this. Am I crazy, Steve?
I don't think so, but I kissed the baby with your Eagles last week and went down in flames, but I don't like what I saw from the Browns. The stats were fine against Houston, but it was the mother of all good spots. Cleveland, crappy weather, team that runs the ball really well, getting a dome team from Houston without the running back, and Cleveland struggled for the vast majority of the game. Given they couldn't extend in that game, I don't see how they're going to do it against an Eagles team that is getting healthier. I would look Eagles.
Steve, a game that is a rematch of a playoff game from last year, really one that we still talk about because of the issues Lamar Jackson has to win big games. But suddenly Tennessee at Baltimore isn't just a cool rematch in a big spot. It has real playoff implications because the way the AFC is stacking up, one of these teams actually could miss the playoffs if they don't have the good tiebreakers here. Tennessee at Baltimore. How do you read this?
Yeah, so Derrick Henry went crazy against Baltimore last year, ran for almost 200. And that Baltimore Ravens defense, chinks in the armor. We saw the injuries against New England. Calais Campbell out, lost a nose tackle, and New England ran all over them, running basically the same stuff that the Titans run. And you have to have concerns there. And where is the separation going to come from for Baltimore on offense with them losing their best blocking tight end along with another O-lineman? So I like the Titans.
Steve, a game that just got way more fascinating because of what we heard today with Taysom Hill is Atlanta traveling to New Orleans. This rivalry is always wacky and weird things happen. And now we throw in this whole quarterback thing with the Saints. Atlanta's played pretty well since Raheem Morris took over there 3-1, probably be undefeated if Todd Gurley doesn't fall into the end zone. Atlanta getting 3.5 in New Orleans, this feels like a wacky game.
Yeah, you know, the irony is that Gurley fell down on his own 2 years ago against Green Bay. So everyone was talking about how cerebral a player he is. Maybe his knee injury has changed all that. Bottom line is, I bet Atlanta. I don't think that this is a validation of Taysom Hill. I think that this is an issue with Jameis Winston because the Saints have had their backup quarterback there, their backup tight end for 3 years, and he wasn't part of the future plans. That's why they signed Winston. And the fact that they're going with Taysom Hill, I'm sure he's their better option, but I just think it's a bigger downgrade from Breeze than what it would have been to Winston. Downgrade the Saints 4 points, and they're barely better than Atlanta with almost no home field. Take the plus 3.5.
Interesting. How about Dallas at Minnesota? Minnesota's on a roll right now after their win on Monday night, and they're looking like they're going to sneak into the back end of that playoff picture in the NFC. But how about Dallas here, Steve? They have to feel alive because the NFC East is so bad. They get Dalton back. They're off a bye. Meanwhile, Minnesota just played Monday night in a tough division game. Do you give Dallas a chance in this game?
I think Minnesota's the side. If you look at Minnesota, you nailed it. They're playing really well. But they're even playing better than the scoreboard. They had two punts blocked against the Detroit Lions, still win by 14. And then they completely outplayed the Bears but gave up a kickoff return. That's why that game was close. And frankly, Minnesota always fails against the Bears at Chicago. Frankly, Minnesota fails on the road against any winning team, period. I think they were 4-18. So the fact that Cousins wins a Monday night game in all these bad spots, Minnesota's able to win and cover, that means they should be able to do just fine when they're not in a bad spot. I could only look Minnesota.
All right, some big games on the slate, 4 o'clock and then moving forward. How about Green Bay at Indianapolis, Steve? This is a fun matchup. Two teams that are look like they're heading to the playoffs, and Green Bay probably has the eyes on the number one seed. And I know Indianapolis is coming off 10 days rest. I know their defense is excellent, but boy, it's always tempting when I see Aaron Rodgers with the way he's playing, getting points here. What do you make of this game, Green Bay at Indianapolis?
So Indianapolis is much better with their middle linebacker, Darius Leonard, healthy. They give up 30 points per game when he doesn't play. They give up 17 when he does, so big difference. But Green Bay, their strength of schedule is looking better and better to me. I'm not going to dog them anymore for that loss to the Vikings. And some of their wins against the Saints, against Atlanta, those are looking better. All about value. The Packers opened a week ago laying points in this matchup. Now that they're getting points, I could look Packers.
Steve, Sunday Night Football, assuming the Raiders are going to have some defenders out there and they are healthy enough to play, it's a fun matchup. I mean, the Raiders are the only team to beat the Chiefs since when? We have to go back to, way back to the middle of last year, towards the end of last year. It's been a long time. The only team to beat them is the Raiders. And now they get him again in Las Vegas, a rematch game from a couple weeks ago. And, of course, Andy Reid off the bye. We know his history there. It's a big number, though. Kansas City -8 at Las Vegas.
Yeah, you nailed it. Kansas City off of a bye with Andy Reid, or just Andy Reid in general, is a 66% against the spread proposition. So that's already good. And not only is Kansas City only have one loss, so they have revenge there. They only have one loss, what, their last 16 games going back to, I think it was Tennessee was the last game that they lost last year. So they've got this game circled, especially after the Raiders, you know, were so celebratory after the victory. And I think the NFL is absolutely not letting the Raiders out of this game. This is a team in Las Vegas. It's already been fined over $1 million. They've already had their sixth-round draft pick taken out. We don't wash our hands in Vegas. We don't wear masks. And because of that, the NFL, I think, is if there's one team that they're just going to say, look, if you got nine guys that can't play with COVID, call up guys from the practice squad. We don't care. You got a game. And because of that, I would lay the eight, and I think you got a free roll. This line could go much higher if we get bad news on some of this testing.
Last one for you, Steve. Monday Night Football, good one. I think this could be a playoff preview. The Rams at the Bucs. I keep watching the Rams defense, and I feel like people aren't catching on. I mean, they're really, really good, and they just took apart the Seahawks last week. I don't know if they could do it to the Bucs. If they can, I'd be impressed. Rams getting four in Tampa Monday night. What do you feel?
So all year long, the Rams have had a problem. They've had a road fatigue situation, four trips to the East Coast, and now this will be their fifth trip. However, I'm okay with it because they had a bye, and now they've got 8 days to prepare here. So that's fine. The Rams are no longer going to be fatigued. I understand both teams are going to be sky-high for the game, but there's two teams in the NFL that have not had a bye, the Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Bucks. So the fact that the Bucks have not had a bye all week, this is one of those rare games all year long, and last week really applied as well, where the Rams are in the better scheduling situation. I could only look Rams.
Good stuff, Steve. Always appreciate hopping on. Enjoy week 11, and we'll talk soon.
The New York Jets will win the game outright.
Wow, Steve, love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
There we go, Steve Fezzik. Wow, how about that call at the end? He's got the Jets outright. Imagine if the Jets blow the chance at Trevor Lawrence with a dumb win over the Chargers.
I mean, that'd be the Jetsiest thing ever, wouldn't it?
Feels Jets.
I mean, the Jets, I've said this about the Jets a few times. They're incapable of making their fans happy.
Joe Flacco leads the Jets to a win. They blow the number one overall pick.
And what's cool is, like, Joe Flacco doesn't care.
Of course not.
Like, if Sam Darnold blew their chance at number one pick, like, at least that maybe gives Sam Darnold some job security moving forward. Joe Flacco wasn't going to be a Jet after this year.
Yeah,
like, he's out. Like, he's just hanging out, maybe playing for another couple years as a backup somewhere else.
We'll see where how good Trevor Lawrence becomes. But I forget. I think it was Packers and Lions. There was a game late 80s, and the loser or the winner, Barry Sanders, was on the line. And he ended up going to the Lions because, like, that happens all the time. These meaningless games late in a season or towards the end of a season, and a bad team wins. And then you think, like, oh, that moved him out of the number one pick, and that pick could have been. And obviously, we have a quarterback right now everyone seems to like in Trevor Lawrence. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.